Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the week of hope. And the devotional for today, Tuesday, November 30th, comes from Isaiah 60:1 through 5. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Today's devotion comes from Andrew Hatfield. I love parades. I love watching parades and I love marching in them. There's something about parades that brings about a unique feeling of anticipation. From childhood, I've loved that anticipation. The anticipation that starts when you know the day of the parade is approaching, that a town-wide celebration is near. How it builds as you arrive and strive to find the best place to view each and every sight, and then stand and await the first sign that the parade is about to start. An anticipation that continues as each band, group, car, or float first comes into sight, then moves steadily towards you and past you, with another one coming right on their heels. Watching parades is enjoyable, yet marching in them brings an entirely different emotion. You will anticipate the scheduled day, you even practice your steps or song or wave. You know that thousands of eyes will be upon you, and there is a chance of great recognition and prestige. On parade day, you prepare. You think about the route, where to line up, where the judges' stand is placed, and where your parents will be waiting. Then you begin to march and see people lined on both sides of the streets, anticipating your arrival just as you do. You see them prepared to wave and cheer and celebrate. The Christmas season is a season filled with parades. These parades are special parades with special music, prodigious amounts of candy, and they almost all conclude with a special guest. Kids await his arrival with a special anticipation, hoping to be the first to spot him and his elves, and hoping that he'll grant special gifts under their tree this year. Isaiah 60 describes a scene similar to a parade. Arise, Israel, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Israel is about to hold a parade. The oppressed have cause to celebrate. Like many parades, everyone awaits the main float ushering in the most distinguished guest. The nations are showing up, the streets are getting crowded. Have you found your place to watch? Have you been practicing to march? The parade is about to start. Lord of hosts, we celebrate your coming. We reflect on your faithfulness as we read about your first coming, how it was anticipated by the Magi, attended by the shepherds, attested to by a star, and proclaimed by angels. We now await the day of your promised return with great anticipation and eagerness. May we arise and shine. May we reflect you to the nations around us that will all join in the greatest of celebrations. Grant us strength and perseverance till that day. We pray this in your great name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.